This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, the fog is burnt out. The sun is out. The sky is blue. I think it's going to be a good day to work in the yard and to finish the gardens that needed to be planted. Maybe even mow the lawn once it dries up a little bit. If you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to solve your problem. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Marlene from Massachusetts, and she's got a critter problem that she'd like some help with.
Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What kind of critter are we talking about?
Well, I have chipmunks, but I think I got a handle on that. But now I'm doing, and I'm listening, and I'm going to get some of that rat magic and tie it by, because the squirrel is getting over my squirrel baffle, and we've had it there for a number of years, but we have an acrobatic-type squirrel that seems to, you know. So my other question is, what do I have ants in my strawberry patch?
Okay, and you want to control the ants?
Yeah, because they're taking bites before I get a bite.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. What I would do, and it's very, very safe, and I've used this in the past. It's something that my grandfather showed me many years ago, is this. You take a bag of white sugar, and you take some 20 Mule Team Borax laundry detergent, and you mix it 50-50. So when I have a problem of ants coming into the house or on the patio or even in the garden, and I want to stay organic because we're going to be eating those strawberries very, very quickly, and some people already are. You don't want to put anything on the berry that's going to create a problem when you start eating it. So I take the 20 Mule Team Borax and the white sugar. I mix it up in just a regular mixing bowl, and I will sprinkle it in the area of the garden where the ants are. And the ants will smell the sugar. They'll pick up the sugar and the soap at the same time, bring it to the nest, and then they all eat it. And the borax, which is actually a fertilizer that you can put on corn if it gets yellow, will crack the shell of the ant. And because that's their skeleton, it will crack it. And once it cracks, then they lose all of their bodily fluids. They dehydrate and they die. And you don't have to worry about putting anything toxic on them. It won't hurt the birds, because once the birds find them, they'll be trying to get at your strawberries too. But at least this will keep the ants away, and it's very, very effective, and it is a non-toxic way of controlling this insect in your vegetable garden?
Oh, I use it around my house, and I didn't know if I could use it or not around the vegetable garden.
Yep, it works wonderful in the vegetable garden.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm going to try yours with a Have a Heart with my woodchuck, too, and the broccoli with the peanut butter, because I had never heard of that.
Yeah, I had never heard of it, and I put lettuce and around it, and he ate the lettuce, but he wouldn't go inside, and the neighbor said, try putting some peanut butter. And I had just bought some broccoli for supper that night, and I took a couple of pieces and took a spoonful of peanut butter and covered the broccoli and put it inside the Have a Heart trap. And 2 days later, the woodchuck was in it and went into my trunk, and 5 miles down the road in a heavily wooded area is where he is right now. If he finds his way back, it may be a different story, but for now he's safe and he's away.
Now, would that work for, I don't know how many squirrels I'm going to have. Would that work? What would you bait a trap to catch some of the squirrels?
I would bait it with the peanut butter because they love acorns and all kinds of nuts. And peanut butter gives a nice fragrance that will attract them. They'll go, what's that smell? And they'll go right into the trap. I've also used, I bought a bag of regular peanuts and put some of those around the trap, around the entrance, and I actually watched a squirrel eating the peanuts, and then he went inside a part of the way and ate a few more, and then once he got in and hit the lever, the door closed. And he was trapped, and he went for a ride.
Okay.
And because we had, three years ago, I got 14 squirrels that were driving me crazy. And what I did, it seemed like they just kept coming back. And I said, am I wasting my time? So I took a little bit of spray paint. And I spray painted the end of the squirrel's tail and saying that if this guy came back, then he may not go for a ride. And I'll tell you, every squirrel that I caught never had any paint on its tail. I relocated them 5 miles away from my house where there's plenty of trees, and the problem is gone now. So it works very well. But I just use a little bit of peanut butter on some lettuce, but I put some real peanuts, shell and all, on the ground near it, and they slowly worked their way inside, and they were trapped.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much for your help. I'm going to give it a whirl.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too now. Bye-bye. Now, if you have a lot of chipmunks, chipmunks love sunflower seed. And you can buy a small Have a Heart trap, and you bait it with sunflower, and again, take some type of a vegetable, broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce leaves, and put some peanut butter on it and put it inside the trap along with some on the outside, and that way you can catch the chipmunks and take them for a ride someplace else, because they can be very, very destructive. They took down a 2-foot stone wall that I had made over a 2-winter period. They tunneled under it, and because the stone holds the heat from the sun, and the ground then thaw totally. So they lived underneath the stone wall, and then in the spring, when the frost came out of the ground settled, and the stone wall sank in the hole that the chipmunks made, and it started to collapse. They got underneath my front walkway, a brick walkway, and we had a friend come up the walkway, and the ground let go. And they had made a hole almost 3 feet in diameter and about 5 inches deep. And they had built a nest in there. So I don't fool around anymore. You want to start destroying things, you're going to get a little bit of peanut butter and have a hot trap, and you're going to get relocated to another area far, far away in another land. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jack from Massachusetts. He's got a question about pruning his rhododendron, and then another question about his arborvitaes.
Wonderful. Good morning. Now, how big is this rhododendron? Is it getting to be too big? Is that why it's being pruned, or what's
the
story?
Yes, it's about 8 feet high and about 8 feet in diameter, and it's right by a waterfall that I have in my backyard, and I'd like to trim it back so they could get to see more access to the waterfall. So I was just wondering how much off I could take of that. And on the arborvitaes, they're about 8 feet high, and I'd like to take 2 feet off of it. Is that possible to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the arborvitae, you can keep it any height that you want. So what you want to do on your arborvitae, take off 2 feet, just snap off the main stem with a pair of loppers, and then take some hedge shears and round it off, because what you don't want to have is a nice conical plant that had somewhat of a point and now all of a sudden you notice a flat top on it, and that will work. And the
it's not just your garden, it's the way you live, and there's so much to know, but you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito Flea and Tick Control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no-mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941, naturalalternative.com. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunter
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about doing some pruning of shrubbery that have overgrown their present location. Rhododendrons are best pruned when the flowering cycle begins to go by. So right now, a lot of your rhododendrons are in peak color. And as soon as the flower starts to either fall after a good rain or a hot day, which we haven't seen much, or it just starts to get discolored, that would be the time for you to prune your rhododendron. Now, you can prune it back by 50% of the foliage, not 50% of the plant. Because if you have a rhododendron that's 6 feet tall, the inside, because the plant is so thick, there's no leaves. So that you can remove a third to 50% of the existing foliage using hand pruners and make sure that when you make a cut, you make a cut in front of a leaf, because where the leaf is attached to the stem, there is a bud, and it's a backup or an emergency bud. So you make your cut just in front of a leaf. That bud will wake up. It will make some new growth, and it will make the foliage look really pretty on that plant again. But the time to do the pruning on a rhododendron or an azalea is when the flowering cycle is on its way out. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ingrid from Maine, and she's got a question about her lawn.
Ingrid, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your lawn?
Oh, thank you, Paul. For several years, I've been getting more and more patches, empty patches on the lawn, and I noticed a great many anthills. Now, last year in the fall, I tried to do something about it, and I used the borax method. So, of course, after it got cold and things calmed down. But this spring, there were more ant hills. Now, these are very tiny ants. I can't always see them. So, I started with fertilizer, and I bought some grass seed at Whole Foods that you recommended, and I didn't see much progress. Then one day, I noticed there was a golf ball-sized hole in the edge of the lawn, and I put rocks down, and I put a rock on top, and the hole got bigger and bigger, and finally, I went to this nursery and picked up some mole max.
Right.
But that told you to look for the ant, for the mole hills. Well, I had no mole hills, so I just kept pouring more and more of that stuff down the hole. And then I was going away for a week, so I finally put some mothballs down. And when I came back, it looked as though that had done the trick as far as further damage. And
okay.
In the meantime, the lawn from the where it's still growing has crept in, but I don't see a lot of new grass.
Okay,
and I still have some patches.
Okay. Part of the reason is, you know, the weather has still been relatively cold, and a lot of the grasses that we're using today, you need to have a soil temperature that's close to 70 degrees for the seed to really germinate. So it's not too late to plant grass seed because we haven't had a steady 70 degrees on a regular basis. And bluegrass, for example, you need to have a temperature that's going to hit 80 for the seed to germinate. So don't get discouraged. Continue to water. And as the days get warmer, the grass seed will continue to grow. And I'll tell you, that Pearl's Premium grass seed is
a
good...
That's what I've been using.
Yeah. The Pearl's Premium is a good grass seed, but we need some warmer weather to help with the germination.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden. Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, if you're having a problem with your lawn, your vegetables, your flower garden, your rhubarb, strawberries, give us a call. It's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And just to give you an idea, I love rhubarb and always had great big stalks. And last year, in the fall, I always put cow manure around it just to give them a good feeding. And I got busy, and I forgot. And this year, the rhubarb just didn't seem to be growing like it has in the past 10 or 15 years. And I went and I picked some stalks to make some strawberry rhubarb crumble, and they were all skinny. They were all the size of my thumb. So if your rhubarb is all small stems, it needs a good feeding. And what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to get a 50-pound bag of black cow manure, which is a great cow manure. Most cow manures are 15% manure, and the rest are sawdust and wood chips and things like that. Black cow is 40% actual manure. And I'm going to give both of my rhubarb hills 25 pounds of manure. I'm just going to sprinkle it around the base of the plant, scratch it into the soil, water it in, and it will feed on it, and that will help to make it bigger. And then I'll do it again in the fall, and next year the big stems will return. So if your stems are small, your plant's hungry, and it loves cow manure. But try the black cow. It's a yellow bag, and it's spelled Black, B-L-A-C-K, and cow is K-O-W. And I know they have it at some nurseries and garden centers, also Lowe's and Home Depot. So feed your rhubarb. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Scott from Maine, and he's got a question about his dogwood.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
I have a Coosa dogwood, which is absolutely beautiful this year, and it has blessed me with some babies. And I've got one that's about 15 feet away, but it's in the woods, so I'm going to transplant it out. But it's 4 feet tall. It's only got about 4 branches on it.
Okay.
So I didn't know what I should do to, when I transplant it, if I should do anything to cut it back, to make it fill in.
Well, for this year, I'd say no. I would just dig it out and try and get as much of the root system as possible. And then when you plant it, add some compost to help retain moisture. If your soil is sandy, get some soil moist, and that stuff is great. But you need to stimulate the root system because you're going to be cutting it. And because you got to figure, whatever you see above the ground in a tree or a shrub, the same thing is found below ground. So it's like a mirror image. And you'll never be able to get every single root. So get a root stimulating fertilizer. And there's a real good one. It's called Protilizer. Spelled Protilizer. And it's basically millions of microbes. And it also contains mycorrhizae, which is one of the microbes that will literally double the size of the root system of that plant in a 3-week period. So wow. It helps to eliminate a lot of the transplant shock that you could get when you move it. Call your local nursery. If they don't have it, I'll give you a phone number and they can ship it right out to you. It's 800-989-5444. And I use it in my vegetable garden. And the first year the product came out with this mycorrhizae, we had 4 rows of tomatoes, and I did 1 row just using fertilizer, the dynamite and some soil moist, because my garden is sandy. And then I did 2 rows with this mycorrhizae bacteria. And the tomatoes with the mycorrhizae were probably 1 foot to 18 inches taller and wider. I counted all of the tomatoes. I had 25% more fruit. But the biggest surprise was at the end of the year, the regular planted tomatoes, I could literally pull them out of the ground. The one with the mycorrhizae, I couldn't get the plant out of the ground. I had to get a shovel and dig them, and the root system was massive. So try this Protilizer. All it is microbes. It's like 30 different varieties, and it's all organic, all natural, and the microbes stay in the soil from year to year. They don't die, and they don't disappear like using a straight fertilizer.
Great. So, quickly, when I transplant it, will it tolerate a place that is a little damp?
Sure. As long as there's no standing water for long periods of time. You could have standing water for a day or two, but you don't want it to sit in water for a week or 10 days.
Yeah. It's not standing water, but it's damp all the time.
That would be great, because that will help to minimize the transplanting shock. And if the tree gets plenty of moisture, it's going to grow quicker.
Okay.
But for this year, just dig it out, pamper it, give it plenty of water. Use this microbe, this fertilizer, and then next year, see what it looks like. And if it seems to be growing in all different directions and it's not filling out, then I would do some selective pruning.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lynn from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about her pink flowering almond.
Lynn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Are the flowers turning brown and, like, going by quickly?
Yes, and the stems get black.
Yep. You have a fungus, and I love flowering almond. It's got beautiful, tiny, fragrant pink flowers on it, and this disease that hits the plant is very, very common with the flowering almond. What I want you to do is take your pruners and take a little container and put some bleach in it. Dip your pruners in the bleach, and that will sterilize it. And then bring the bleach container and your pruners out to the plant, and roughly an inch below where the stem is turning black and your plant is dying back, prune it in healthy tissue. And then take your pruners, dip it in the bleach, and then prune the next branch. Dip it in the bleach, prune the next branch. That way, you're not spreading the disease to different branches on your plant. And then a product like Agrifos, and that's spelled A-G-R-I-F-O-S. It's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, and you can find that at most garden centers because it will take care of the blight on tomatoes, the blight on impatiens, and diseases on perennials and roses, and it's all organic. So clean it up first, get rid of all that, and throw it in your trash. Don't put it in the compost pile. And then spray the whole plant with the Agrifos, a little bit of fertilizer to promote some new growth, and your plant will come right back to life.
Oh, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sally from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about her roses.
Sally, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the roses today?
Today, my roses, I just got a rose in from Oregon, and it's very badly stressed. It's got yellow leaves, and I need to plant it today with something good in the soil to encourage root growth for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, did it come in a pot of soil,
yes,
or is it, it did?
It's self-rooted in a one-gallon pot.
Okay, okay, so at least it's got a nice root system intact.
Yes.
Now, is your soil sandy? Is it a good soil? Is it clay and heavy?
It's pretty good soil. It's in my rose bed, which has been worked over for years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you. I was just telling this last gentleman about this fertilizer.
Yes.
And coming up at 9 o'clock, we have Dee Marica from Natural Alternative. And her company makes this fertilizer. And she was telling me they had a contest of rose growers across the country for the quality of the plant, the foliage, the amount of blooms, and everything else. And they had 10 different categories, and the same man won every single category, his company. And they asked him what he did differently, because he had never won these awards before. And he said he bought fertilizer. You mix it with water, you water and soak the soil around it, and he had the best roses he has ever had. So if you tune in from 9 to 9:30,
I certainly will. It sounds like a magic potion.
Well, it's the thing that's unique about it is, and it's a patented formula. It's all organic, it's all natural, and it has over 25 different varieties of bacteria, fungi, and naturally occurring. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolizer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolizer. For weeks now, I've been telling you about Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito, Tick, and Flea Control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, again, is toll-free. So if you have a question, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about his apple tree saplings.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out with your apples today?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I have a place in Phillips, Maine, up in the mountains. We found them out in the woods, actually. I guess they call them whips.
Yes.
It's about 8 feet long. It has virtually no branches on it. So we transplanted it in a wildflower meadow. And I've been reading articles on it, and it says, and I don't know if this pertains to saplings or established trees, I want to get it to branch out and get it going, and they say to wait till late winter, early spring, and, you know, cut it back to about 32 inches. And then I read another article that said, you know, when you transplant a sapling, you know, immediately cut it back. So I was wondering if you could shed some light on what to do.
Okay. Now, when you look at this seedling, it's just one single stem, right?
Yes, but it's crazy long. It's about 6 to 8 feet long, and we tied it off to support it, you know, because if we didn't, it would just kind of, you know, bend over. It's that long.
Okay, so what's happening now is this. As the plant grows, it's taking food out of the ground, and it's sending it to the very top of your tree. And that's going to make it get taller and taller and taller, and you're going to end up with a telephone pole.
Right.
So, so what you need to do right now is your plant is 6 feet. I would cut it. I would probably take a good foot off of it and make the cut just above a leaf. And what will happen, that terminal bud on the tip of the plant has been removed. And the terminal bud is the boss, and he's in charge. And if he decides that he doesn't want any side branches to develop, he'll take all of the food.
I see.
So by getting rid of the terminal bud, it will allow the side buds to compete to become a new leader, and that will encourage side branches to form on that plant. And even though it's the middle of June, I would still do it. Some of the buds may break, but you'll be ahead of the game, and I think you're going to see improvement in the overall quality because it will stop the plant from getting taller, and it will increase the diameter of the trunk to make it so it doesn't bend with the wind and it's all right. Floppy. It give you a bigger trunk to make it more stable and produce side branches to make it into a tree instead of a whip.
Yeah, and that's what I want. And then that was the crucial thing. Can I do it now, or do I have to wait? And you're telling me I can do it now. That's fantastic.
I would do it right now. I wouldn't wait until next year. You want to prevent that tree from getting any taller. And the way to do it is to get rid of it so that the food that the plant is using can be used to produce side branches this year, possibly, but definitely next year. So prune it now, and that'll make the trunk thicker, and that way you can, in time, take the stakes away, and it will be freestanding tree.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
Okay, now, this is a single sapling. By itself, will it automatically grow fruit, or does it need like a female, you know, like a cross pollination thing going on? Or because we found a smaller one too, which we planted about 10 feet away from it, you know, just for the sake of doing it, basically. But can you shed any light on that?
I know many people that have a single fruit tree in their yard, and they get fruit from it. If there are neighbors that have fruit trees, that will help with the pollination. But, you know, if you've got two or three, it will definitely help to attract bees when the tree is in bloom. If you only have one tree, it's young, don't expect any fruit from that tree for about a three-year period until it gets well-rooted, produces some side branches, and blossoms. But it's possible to have fruit with one tree.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.